We hate six-legged creatures in the dirt. We hate them in the air, on the wall, up a skirt. It's in your pants, make you wanna dance, but not in a happy, joyous celebration. Instead, it's with a revolting, shuddering sensation. Why do we hate him? Why even pose the query? Perhaps you'll understand when you hear my little theory. There's a scrumptious celestial sphere so little that's sweet and moist with a creamy hot middle. Crispy on the outside, soft on the inside with a continental crust that looks and so it's deep fried. It shakes, it quakes, it's life-inducing. It's wet and wild and energy-producing. It exhibits its solitary state of perfection in the way that its corn crusts resemble confection. Circling the sun on this great jelly donut, there are little microorganisms building a hive. Micro-communal creatures that are alive, and the creepiest, crawliest critter on the scene is the infamous creature they call the human being. Few are sitting on this little candy ball. Would you sit still and not take advantage of it all? No, you would crunch a crunch a crunch a munch on your fingertips. You would have a feast and meal of lunch like this is just an illustration of communal infestation between insects and humans. There's an obvious relation. Just like bugs, we're population boomers. We're self-interested communal consumers, moving right along at an exponential pace, doing it simply to progress our race. Oh, when did this originate? When did we start to propagate? When did we arrive and found our little jive hive? And when this universe we all must feed is nourishing material security, we need no nations. We need habitations and homes in holes that lose and underneath domes. Caves, wigwams, tents, some squat, build their own, or just pay rent. And we all must trust that multiply we must, like every other species on the planet's crust. So why do we pretend that we're one of a kind? This misnomer's causing an ecological bind. We attempt to self-define, we pretend that we're refined, we're confined to our own minds. But the boundaries of our minds are way too confined. Relax and mind, you can respect your own kind. Humans aren't bad, they're just a little blind like the point now. Fundamentally, life's a perpetual family tree. Evolution is the changing of features on creatures, on every living organism on the land or sea. Despite all of this evolutionary jive, all life strives to simply be alive. Fishes in the sea, bees in the hive, all life strives to simply be alive. So people get uptight at the sight of a termite, but there's nothing, there's a fear that they might bite. It's kind of like the fear of being in a big crowd. It's kind of like when that crowd is too loud. People fear themselves, they fear their own kind. People fear themselves, they fear humankind. Humans very slimy, slithering little insects are humans fearing humans in the cosmic context. Humans fearing insects are just humans fearing humans.